Jeremiah chapter 27, we'll be reading verses 1 through 22. Jeremiah 27, verses 1 through 22. These are the words of God. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord to me, Make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck, and send word to the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, to the kings of the son of Ammon, and the king of Tyre, and to the king of Sidon, by the messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah. Command them to go to their masters, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus you shall say to your masters, I have made the earth, the men and the beasts which are on the face of the earth, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I will give it to the one who is pleasing in my sight. Now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I have given him also the wild animals of the field to serve him. All the nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson until the time of his own land comes. Then many nations and great kings will make him their servant. It will be that the nation of the kingdom which will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, I will punish that nation with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, declares the Lord, until I have destroyed it by his hand. But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, your sorcerers who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you in order to remove you far from your land, and I will drive you out, and you will perish. But the nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let remain on its land, declares the Lord. And they will till it and dwell in it. I spoke words like all these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, famine, and pestilence, as the Lord has spoken to that nation which will not serve the king of Babylon? So do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, You will not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, declares the Lord, but they prophesy falsely in my name, in order that I may drive you out, and that you may perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. And I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus says the Lord, Do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, Behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought again from Babylon. For they are prophesying a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city become a ruin? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now entreat the Lord of hosts that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem, may not go to Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, concerning the stands, and concerning the rest of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried into exile Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah in Jerusalem. They will be carried to Babylon, and they will be there until the day I visit them, declares the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place. And that is God's word. Jeremiah gives here counsel from the Lord to the king of Judah and also some of the surrounding nations. Because the people have failed in submitting to the Lord, because they failed to repent, Jerusalem and Judah will be destroyed. But here the Lord shows some form of mercy. He tells them that they can prevent total destruction of their country He's commanding them to submit to the providence of God. You won't repent. You won't submit to me. You're going to go into exile for your own good. Yield to the king of Babylon. Make the best of this bad situation that you put yourself in because of this exile. There is now no remedy. Babylon is coming. They've already come, but you, and they've come in parts, but you can still live in this life. But you'll have to submit to the king of Babylon, to a pagan king. That's where you have put yourselves. In time, there will be relief, for his being king will only last 70 years. That's what we know. And that's what he hints at in the very last verse. And specifically, we see the Lord's counsel to Zedekiah in verses 12 to 15. Don't destroy yourselves by fighting Babylon. Serve Babylon and live. Which means if you fight Babylon, you'll die. And you'll be destroyed. And then the remaining verses, the Lord addresses the priests and the people. The king of Babylon is coming. He will destroy all. But you have here, again, the opportunity to make the calamity less, to make it easier. In the end, the Lord will restore the vessels of the temple. He will restore His people. Judah had messed up that they could still bring good out of the destruction that was coming. They could serve. And maybe, if they survived and lived, they would return. They needed humility. Sometimes we put ourselves in very bad situations because of our own sins. And sometimes we can't get out of those consequences that we put ourselves under. Sometimes we can make it right and everything's fine. But some consequences because of our sin last for the rest of our lives. In those times, beloved, let us learn now, before they come, hopefully, that what we need is humility. Judah and Jerusalem needed humility to listen to this. Of course, they would not listen to this. But we need humility to submit to God's word and commands as we look to our help, our righteousness in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that even in this, you show a form of mercy and form of grace to these people who of your people, people who so-called profess to believe and profess to follow after you. And yet they rebelled, they did not listen to you, they turned from you and turned unto pagan idols and other gods that are false and listened to false prophets, and the kings were prideful in their rulings. Father, we're reminded here of the need of humility. Reminded of the need to bow the knee to you, the Lord God Almighty, especially since we are your people. Now let us not, as we've prayed many times here, that let us not become like the Israel that's been talked to and prophesied to here in Jeremiah. Let us not be those who rebel and when we hear your word, turn from it and close up our ears and harden our hearts. But even as we heard this morning, may we have submissive hearts, knowing that you work all things together for our good, to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Father, you've given us your Son. How much more can we expect that you'll give? Because we are in your Son. Everything. For we have all things in Him. All things that we need. The things that we don't need but want are the things of this world and desires of the flesh. Put those forth from us. And put them to death. There are many things in this world that we would love, and we're thankful for what we'll hear in a few moments in the book of Acts that should put all things into perspective of your kingdom and who you are. Father, we ask that you would bless us now as we continue in our worship. And as you turn us from our sin and forgive us of our sin, we know that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.